It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The Michigan legislature passed a series of autism coverage bills that have been sent to Governor Snyder for his approval. Today, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. He has a 5-year-old daughter with autism and was a strong supporter of the bills. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Can you explain how these bills change the way autism treatments are covered by insurance companies?
Basically, it changes Michigan insurance code, which would require that certain evidence-based therapies be covered up to certain limits. And that's a big change because today, all insurance policies deny coverage for autism. Even those insurance policies that cover mental health therapy generally still exclude or bar treatment for autism. And they do so based on very old, outdated, and discredited, frankly, views that you can't help kids with autism. And we know that to be wildly inaccurate now. And we're really excited about what the future could hold for kids that are and families that are dealing through this diagnosis.
Now, this isn't the first time this kind of bill has made its way through the legislature. In 2010, a similar effort failed. What do you think was different this time?
Well, there is a growing awareness today across the communities in Michigan and the impact that autism, untreated autism, has on society in general. The cost of the taxpayer being $3.7 million over the lifetime of a person with autism, when many of them could gain total independence and be taxpayers instead of dependents of the taxpayer. The awareness of this is growing every day because it's getting to that point where you just know somebody who's dealing with it, more personal experiences and so forth. And so I think that the legislature is very open to putting together the human element of this in terms of the quality of life and the difference this makes for those who need access to this type of therapy, but then also the substantial long-term savings to the state of Michigan, which we estimate would be over $14 billion over the lifetime of the population that we have right now.
Now, this has been a bit of a personal crusade for you as a parent with a child with autism. How has your experience as a parent impacted the way you view this issue?
When I was in the House of Representatives, I had very early on, right after my daughter was born, long before we had any idea she had autism, through some contacts with my colleagues that had experience with autism, I became an autism advocate at that point. Now, a few years later, my own daughter was diagnosed with autism, and it has changed everything. It's definitely a life-changing event when you have a child with autism. And so that has certainly taken all the theory, all the things that, I thought to be true before and has showed me that they are true. Now, I'm fortunate. My daughter is one of the fortunate, less than 10% of kids that have any access at all to behavioral therapy, which is a centerpiece of therapy you need if your child is to develop appropriately. So with or without this legislation, my daughter gets what she needs, and she's going to have that great shot at independence. But you shouldn't have to be the lieutenant governor's daughter in order to have access to these things. There's 15,000 other kids, we estimate, in the state of Michigan today that that need the same type of help. And I wouldn't be doing my job as a citizen legislator if I didn't take my experiences and what I know about the world and bring them to bear on this process so that the others can be helped.
When you take a step back from the table, the legislative table, and you look at this issue just as a parent, how do you feel?
Well, as a parent with a child with autism, it's the first time society through our representative government has ever made a statement that these kids are worth investing in. These kids have potential. These kids have a bright future in front of them, and we want to make sure that they have the best possible shot of making that happen. Before, it was always a matter of, autism, there's no cure for that. Why even try? That's really what it felt like. And to have that sort of change happen here in Michigan, where we were one of the 10 worst places to live if you have autism, I think that these changes with the efforts that will happen in implementation, that we're going to catapult ourselves to being one of the best places.
Brian Calley is Michigan's Lieutenant Governor. Mr. Calley, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, pleasure was all mine. Thank you.